We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Hall, live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Dump, back to throw, pressure coming, walks into the sack of Bauer, and that's going to call. No chance to get the ball off. Tyus Bowser makes the play. That ends it. Walked into the sack, and Andy Dalton and the Bears go down. A come-from-behind victory in dramatic fashion by Tyler Huntley and the Baltimore Ravens. They earn their seventh win of the year. They go on the road to do it. John Harbaugh, a one-game over 500 coach on the road in his career. They win it 16-13, and the Bears suffer their fifth consecutive loss. And now a short week headed to Thanksgiving Day against the Detroit Lions.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. One of the men we're thankful for is our buddy Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears. He joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families and all your Score listeners out there and Bears fans everywhere. Enjoy the day.
So, Jeff, good morning.
Hello?
And we know it's a difficult day yesterday, but how would you put it into context and perspective based on your experiences at Halas Hall, just how odd it was?
Well, I personally don't call it odd, other than the fact that, you know, there was a lot of response to a story that I believe is not accurate. And that's the organization's stance on it as well. And that they maintain that stance. It is not an accurate story. And how it all transpired, you know, they got to go business as usual because they got a football game here in a very short turnaround time. So responding to the rumors and those type of things is not what they do. And that's their prerogative, and that's the way I look at it. So, you know, when I was first told about it, I was not familiar with this gentleman. So, and I don't read a lot of newspaper other than sports pages, sadly. That speaks poorly about me, I guess. Maybe the business section. But so I was not aware of it. So I dismiss a lot of this stuff because it's not the mainstream. It's not the folks that cover NFL football. Just like the A-Rob situation, and I immediately in my mind, like, okay, let's think about this thing thoroughly now. What organization is going to tell a coach that this is your last game, no matter what? This is how it's going down. I just find that not going to happen type of situation. So that's the way I looked at it, and that's why I still look at it.
I'm not going to argue with you, Jeff, but just for background, Mark Conkle is a news guy. He has covered some sporting events. He used to work at the Sun-Times. He won a Pulitzer Prize. He's a guy that knows the rules. He's not a podcaster.
Yeah, he's not a podcaster.
He knows the rules. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair for you to say that. I'm just telling you my perspective. It's, you know, I'm only going on what I have been told and what I know. So
right, Jeff. But with due respect, you know, Brad Biggs, who is out there every day, followed up on that, and Matt Nagy did address the team after he met with ownership, and he did cancel meetings, which would lead you to believe there was something. I don't know if it's a matter of semantics, but there was something that was discussed Sunday, Monday, before yesterday, and Matt Nagy is aware of something going on that affects his job status. And I think in that context, they go into tomorrow, a distracted team, a distracted coach, and that's very difficult and unusual. I don't know if it's unprecedented given the Bears' history, but it certainly is a problem.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's not for the players playing, and that they, you know, have the right mindset. And I believe they still have Matt's ear, and vice versa. And I think he's got a good relationship with the leaders of that football team, and that they'll plow through whatever noise is going on, because there's always a lot of it. And the fact of the matter is, the job security issue and that question is never going to go away until this team starts winning. So, That's just a part of it. That's the situation they're in with a 5-game losing streak and what's happened here in the last couple of years. So that's not going away, and they've been good about trying to keep it between the white lines, and that's their escape to try and pull together, and that's hopefully what will happen on Sunday. Or excuse me, tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, and tomorrow, I mean, obviously you're taking on a Detroit game. It's a game in the division, whether you're in contention or not. At 3-7, I don't know how you feel about that, but this is a game you got to win, and they're going to have perhaps Jared Goff back. It didn't seem like Tim Boyle did too well.
He was really good on first down.
Oh yeah,
that was about it.
DeAndre Swift was very good at first down.
What
do you see in this team? What are you expecting?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough battle. I mean, first of all, Dan Campbell has not lost his team by any stretch. I mean, he's a first-year coach with a very passionate style to him, and they've played pretty competitively here in the last couple weeks. I mean, they've been rolling up the rushing yards, but the dual aspect of what they're doing out of the backfield, they're catching it and running it. So Swift and Williams and Igwebuke and Jamar Jefferson, they're all touching the football in different ways, and they are the number one team in the league in terms of catches out of the backfield. So, and Swift's on a 2-game roll with 130-plus in each game. So I think the running game is where it's going to have to start and stop, and I think it's going to be another impressive day to watch Roquan Smith do his thing, fellas. What he did last week was Urlacher-esque a little bit, if I may say, just range and flying all over the field and just clobbering people. And I think he's going to have to do the same thing today, Thursday against my days are messed up. Sorry, fellas. Tomorrow against the Lions, because DeAndre Swift's a handful in that regard, and so is T.J. Hockenson at the tight end position.
And, Jeff, I told you this at the time, great story on Robert Quinn about his past and what he overcame, and he broke down in front of you. You made him cry like Oprah. And I think that was
– No, he didn't actually – I mean, it was – listen, you know, and I told you, I'm not in the same room with him, but, you know, and I had never met him. So I take a chance in that situation because, I don't know, a player is only going to have to be willing to talk about his past. But, yeah, he didn't actually, like, start bawling, but, boy, he was close. And you just – I was compelled. I mean, it was it's an unbelievable story, and there's a lot left on the cutting room floor because it was only a small piece of the length of the interview. But I just – getting to know him like that just made me like him a lot more. Like, that guy has a lot on his mind and has things bigger than football, you know. And not that he's ever been in a scary position while playing football with that tumor, which is still there. It's benign. But it's still there, and it was however they managed to keep him going at that time when he was 17 years of age. He has just plowed right through, and like I said in the piece, it's been said that nothing gets in his way, and that's true, blockers and otherwise. So he's kind of dealing with house money when you think about it in terms of his life. And he put on a display. He blew by Alejandro Villanueva, and that I would have just put him there all day long and just let him have at it. And maybe he'll have the same. You know, it's a fast track, so I'm thinking he's gonna have a good game.
All right, Jeff, thank you, buddy. I know you got a really busy day. You got a ton of work to do. We really appreciate you jumping on.
Get to work,
guys. Happy, right. Yeah, I know. Happy Thanksgiving again, fellas.
Thanks, Happy Thanksgiving, Jeff. That Take is care. Our buddy Jeff yeah. Joniak, the voice of the Chicago Bears. They obviously are getting ready to leave today, and he is taking care of business. I think he talks to Ryan Pace today as he prepares for the show on the weekend. Well, I guess it's not a weekend show. It's tomorrow.
And it takes him probably an hour and a half to get through security to get to Ryan Pace's office, right?
Yeah, I think he started searching for him last night.
Yeah, right. That was funny.
He changed hiding spots.
Yeah. And you know, look, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. It's very difficult to ask people who are that close to the situation to have an opinion on the situation. But there's a lot going on right now at Halas Hall. There's a lot of uncertainty that we can't even predict what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone today, Mully. I mean, look, it's conceivable, given the fact that we're dealing with the Bears. Would you be shocked at all if Matt Nagy doesn't coach tomorrow? I mean, I know it sounds a little far-fetched, but look, this is a coach that canceled practice or meetings yesterday after meeting with ownership. We know that because Brad Biggs reported that. So what comes next is very difficult to predict, and I think anything is possible at this point.
You know, I think he's probably going to put his head down and get through it, and then we'll find out what happens. I don't think it's an ideal situation in terms of, you know, the Bears beating a team. I don't know that the game has the same level of intensity and focus that you have to have in an NFL game. But, I mean, if that doesn't put the fear of God in you as a player, that you're being evaluated, that everyone's being evaluated, I don't know what would.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't want to pile on, but I think objectively this is a fair question. If you're George McCaskey and you have meddled to the extent that you've created this distraction because you just couldn't wait to get to next Monday or whatever, that you have started the wheels in motion for a coaching change, and it leaked, and your head coach found out, and you know that's the direction we're headed, and he cancels practice or cancels meetings, and he's clearly emotionally overwrought and affected here. If you're planning to fire him after the game, what in the world are you doing letting him coach the game? If he's compromised already and your team is distracted, couldn't you understand why, if you're going to go this far, why would you let him coach? Because of, you give him a swan song? That doesn't make any sense to me. I just feel like at this point, once the cat is – it's hard to unring that bell. And if Matt Nagy is aware that tomorrow could be his last game or is his last game, should you let him coach in that game?
I mean, the answer is, of course not. I mean, the answer is that no organization should be telling a guy, oh, by the way, hey, you did terrible. The losing streak's we're not happy with you. And by the way, this is your last game, not your last chance to win. This is it. You're done. We're just going to get rid of you after the game. I think that's an absurd thing to do. But I also think that, you know, I don't think Mark Conkle's making it up. I really don't. I don't think he's seeking attention and just making up a story. Now, is it possible? I remember, David, I was on a flight one time with Tim Weigel, and we were sitting and comparing war stories about different things that had happened, guys that had said something to you, stories that kind of blew up on you, whatever it might be. And he said that he had gotten word that Dick Butkus was retiring, that his knee was too bad and that he had to retire. And he wrote it for whatever it was, the Chicago Today. So this is a defunct newspaper, but he said the next day they had a news conference indeed. And Butkus gets up there and says that he's not retiring. He's ready to go and blah, blah, blah. And then he walks by Tim and told him, you know, where he could put it. And then he waited and retired like later on. He just decided to continue to play because it was reported that he was out. So could the Bears do something like that? I mean, here's the beauty of it. You're in a short week. You got Thursday, and then you got a whole week to kind of restart the engine if that's what you've decided to do. So the timing of when you release someone, it makes sense after Thanksgiving. And also news dump stuff, all those things that mean so much to people that I think are just way oversold.
But I think that was the original plan. And I think Mark Conkle stumbled into something that they did not want to be reported or made public. And I think everything changed, though, when Matt Nagy was forced to address that publicly. And now maybe, it, you know, the story changed as well. And as we heard from Brad Biggs, after he addressed it, he did meet with ownership yesterday.
Yes.
He did tell the team about, oh, you, nobody's promised tomorrow. He did cancel
Future's
meetings.
Future's not promised for anyone. Yep.
Right. So things that had, you know, been the plan changed because the story changed. And what Conkle reported, you know, I don't dismiss that at all. This is not a guy who, you know, is going to make up and go out on a limb because he wants to. He has nothing to gain from that, reputation-wise. So I guess that's what I'm asking. If you're now George McCaskey and everything has changed and you heard the way that Matt Nagy sounded yesterday in front of the microphones when he couldn't make eye contact and you saw the way that he addressed his team to the point where players were reportedly upset with not being told what was going on, how do you let him coach in that context for a football team front and center for America on Thanksgiving Day?
Okay, so your idea then would be to fire him before the game or fire him now, today? Don't let him get on the plane?
I'm asking the question. I want to be clear.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to figure out if they actually believe that this guy shouldn't be the head coach of the team, they ought to just pull the plug and do it, flat out.
Well, that's
do
what
it.
I mean.
I don't know why you're even coaching a game. Do they think that that's giving – that becomes too big a distraction? Not now, not after
not
it's
now.
Already out and everyone's talking about it. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
If
what
you're going to fire him Thursday,
that's fair.
Fire him today.
That's fair. That is fair. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why you would now want to wait because the plan got out. But, I mean, you know, you hear that they're denying everything and privately, apparently, to everybody around there before they – acknowledge everything. I, you know, you're asking me to crawl inside the minds of people that I'm not part of the. I'm not a collaborator. I'm not allowed inside.
I know. Look, and we're just talking, right? I mean, we're just kind of thinking out loud here. But I also believe that, you know, when you talk about sending your coach out there to be sort of a football martyr now,
it's a mess.
You're creating a sympathetic figure for a guy that you have decided to fire.
Go boom at a high school game, and then we can all kick the guy later. I mean, what the hell is this? It's like, you know, I got to tell you something. If you think he's not a good head coach, that's fair. If you think that he has not done enough and losing five games in a row is unacceptable, even though you pretended six in a row was okay, you know, whatever contrary methodology you want to use, whatever it is, he doesn't deserve this. I don't know many people that would deserve to have this kind of public humiliation
followed by
this, you know.
Totally agree.
Can you get to these guys now that you're done? I'm with you. You've set this guy up as some kind of, you're right, football martyr. It's just mindless to me. Why? Doesn't make sense.
When we come back, though, we will talk about there has a team that we will see tomorrow that has changed coaches and has fired their general manager Thanksgiving weekend, and it wasn't that long ago that they did that.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Look, this is a big game, man. There's nothing like Thanksgiving, you know? Nationally televised, everybody's watching it, all the families, even more than norm, you know, getting ready, you know, kind of like we talked about the other day. And so, man, you know the spotlight's on, and you want to go out and play your best performance, your best game, and certainly to win, man. That's what this thing's about. But this would be special.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. That's Dan Campbell. And you know what? We're going to bite them in the knee, and when they get back up, that might be one of my favorite ever news conferences. That's great stuff to hear him when he got there and how fired up he was. And he's one of those kind of coaches you feel like he could, you know, he could kind of vermeil it at any minute. He could just break down crying. He's so intense. And
he also could still play. I think he could still play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What Biggs called him the knee biters? He did, didn't he? Biggs went full knee biters when he made his prediction, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
When
so
you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right?
All right.
Okay, then. Molly, it bears remembering this. Dan Campbell has his job today. He was hired in this offseason because the Lions set those wheels in motion last year after their Thanksgiving Day loss, after they played on Thanksgiving. Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn were fired the Saturday of holiday weekend, of that weekend after Black Friday. They made the move on that Saturday. So there are examples, and that is the most recent one, of teams making a move in terms of their head coach and possibly their GM at this stage of the season. It's not without precedent. It just has never happened in Chicago, which is why it would be a break from tradition for the Chicago Bears, even though everybody kind of expects that to happen now based on what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment of where we are at this point. Now, having said that, I do believe that when you start talking about exactly, you know, kind of where this team is at, I think your point is really well taken, which is why? Like, why are you letting a guy, if you want to fire someone, hey, go ahead, man. Get it done. If that's exactly what you're after and what you want out of this season, feel free to make that happen. I don't think in Detroit that they found out before the game that they were going to be fired. They've heard that happen before.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there are examples. We'd have to find them because they're rare. But, Mully, as a football organization, as a professional NFL team and organization, you have an obligation every game, you only play 17 of them, to put your team, to put your franchise in the best position to win and represent your organization. After hearing from Matt Nagy yesterday, after knowing what was reported about his demeanor in front of the team when he had a hard time explaining what the future held for him and maybe for them, if you're George McCaskey, can you in good conscience say you're putting your team in the best position to win by letting Matt Nagy coach it on Thanksgiving Day? I don't know if the answer is yes, especially if you are committed to changing coaches at the end of that game. And if you are, then why put him out there in the first place? Because that is, to me, a mistake. I mean, it doesn't make much sense to say now that this is out, now that we have processed what's happening, we have seen his reaction to it, he's not in the best position to win us a football game on Thursday, so let's just make the move now. I mean, you could defend that idea.
I don't know how you are. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not. I just don't know. I don't know. I think that what you're trying to do is just pretend like it isn't out there and pretend. This is what I'm talking about they're trying to do right now. Just based on our conversation with Jeff, as much as anything else, they're acting as if, oh, we're carrying on, everything's fine.
It's Mark Konkol. He doesn't cover the Bears.
So, well, exactly. I mean, here's the problem. Okay, so some podcaster said something that apparently isn't accurate because the player pushed back at him, and I don't even know that the podcaster said that. Jeff Schultz said basically that there were a bunch of guys in the locker room. I forget the word he used. But
overwhelming number.
Overwhelming number of players that wanted to get rid of Matt Nagy. So, you hear that, and you think, like, okay, you know, you go in the post game, and you got a guy that's taking the disco ball down and trying to hide the music because Club Dub has been closed indefinitely, and the players just sit there, and they look at the coach, and they say, "Fire Nagy."
Right.
I mean, I don't think it's quite to that level, right?
No.
I mean, I don't think it's the Bears game, the Bulls game, the high school game, the locker room. I don't think it's quite there. But I think that I think everybody knows that this is headed the wrong way and that this is pretty much over. And we all saw the demeanor of the coach, and he had a meeting with the players where he wanted to go family with them. I mean, again, you've turned him into a very sympathetic figure, and the idea of making him go to Detroit and go through the motions, because I can't imagine how conflicted you would be if you knew this was it. You know, the worst thing about guys in the NFL you lose your job, and all of a sudden your key doesn't work for the building. Like
right.
the office you've been going into for years, the place that you go work out, it's all – it's not just over. It's like it's gone, and you can listen to whatever the girl's name was, Carrie, whatever her name is, as you drive away from the building.
Carrie Newcomer? Yeah.
Carrie Newcomer. Yeah,
yeah. I got the Phil Redmond reference. I got that reference.
Thank you.
Very well played. Look, here's another thing, Mully. We are media creatures, and this is not insignificant in my mind. We have yet to hear from the national media members that we are conditioned to hearing from on stories like these. And I'm not making light of that. I think this is something to we're looking for clues. No Adam Schefter, no Ian Rappaport, no Albert Breer, no national reporting has been done that says either, number one, this isn't happening, that Matt Nagy is fine, or number two, that Ryan Pace, is, you know, there's a clarity to his status. And I think part of that reason is, if you know and read between the lines and you know how it works, those guys aren't talking. Pace and Nagy are no longer providing the information, whisper, whisper, off the record, this is what we know, this is what's happening, because they don't know what's happening, right?
It's a great point. Yeah, the pipeline to Halas Hall has been turned off. I get it. That's a very interesting idea. 312-644-6767, the Score listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
The BetQL network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website, over 10,000 home and auto-connected devices, and BetQLnetwork.com.
Jeff's in Schaumburg. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Really appreciate your show, so thank you. Got a quick question for you guys. As two really highly professional writers, have you ever dealt with a story like this before, where maybe like a general manager should have maybe gotten in front of it and tried to debunk it? Or, could you answer maybe why Ryan Pace wouldn't have come out yesterday to at least back up his head coach and just say, hey, look, no decision has been made. We're not even listening to this yet. Thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, the excuse that they'll give you, just so you know, the excuse they'll give you is that they're not going to acknowledge every story that's written. They can't come out and respond to every story. They pretend that the gravity of some stories is different than other stories. And, I think we've both been through situations where people have been hesitant or flat out denied something that was written. I mean, I was [S2] Sure. [S1] In a position one time where I wrote a story based on information that was given to me by a guy who then went on TV and denied every word of it, and he's the one who gave it to me. And you're sitting there looking at it like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
And then I called him and said, what the hell are you doing? And he said, well, they're really mad at me. Like, what was I supposed to do? I'm like, don't lie. Just say no comment. It was hysterical. But that's,
I've had a coach tell me that he was told that he would be fired at the end of the season, or at the end, I forget the exact circumstance, but then go to a press conference 5 minutes later and deny it in front of the entire microphones and say that he was focused on the task at hand. This is the way it works behind the scenes, unfortunately. Right. But Mully, they can claim that they don't want to put out every rumor and they don't want to put out yet the one yesterday, but I think every rumor has a life of its own and has to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. And this just wasn't your ordinary rumor. And it bears repeating, once it got traction from both radio stations in town, national website like ProFootballTalk.com, and it was amplified on social media, you have a social media department at Halas Hall. You can't have that and then ignore when your coach is trending on social media, and it just fell flat and it was mismanaged and it was clumsily handled.
Let's try Mike. Mike is in Oak Lawn. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, or good morning, gentlemen.
Sure.
I believe this. I think if they were going to fire this man, I believe he is fired from what we're hearing, what you guys are talking about. I don't know why they waited so long. They should have done it before the bye week and just put in a backup coach like they did when he had COVID and go from there. I mean, why are we going to make this man come on the sidelines the day after Thanksgiving or the day of Thanksgiving to coach a team for the last time? I believe what does he care if they win or lose? He lost his job anyway. I mean,
there's professional pride in what you do. I mean, I do think he cares, and I do think that, you know, he's not going to throw the game or anything. I don't know
also,
how he would.
Let's face it, we both know this from talking to a lot of people yesterday. The reaction from ownership wasn't the same, and the commitment wasn't as deep as it was after losing to the Ravens. Losing to the Ravens and the backup quarterback, the undrafted guy, you weren't playing with the Lamar Jackson, they lost to Tyler Huntley. And that, for whatever reason, triggered a response that just didn't, and an emotion that didn't exist before that game.
That's exactly right. There was a very that one really left a mark. To come back and rally and win the game, only to then hand it away for the second game running. There's no doubt that left a mark, and that angered people and all the rest of it. So, but I don't think to respond to the caller, I don't think this is a knee jerk reaction. You know, maybe now the season is definitely over, and you know that you're not going to be able to rally in any fashion. So why make the Thanksgiving game matter if you got a 5-game losing streak or a 6-game losing streak? What's the difference?
When we come back after Dustin's update, Mully, I want to ask you what role do you think the rules change played in the fact that teams can interview guys at the end of the season. We'll talk about that after the update.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. This week, Mully and Haw got you ready for the Bears' Thanksgiving Day matchup against the Lions with expert analysis from Score football analyst Olin Krutz.
This Lions team is not going to be easy to beat. They play good against Cleveland, not for these Chicago Bears. And then you go Cardinals, Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, right? So they have to get this cleaned up pretty damn quickly, man. They got to get their minds back right. They got to let this game go. They got to get these things fixed. We got to get these mental errors fixed. We got to keep our timeouts at the end of the half. We got to stop jumping off sides. Sometimes that is, you know, when you keep switching quarterbacks in and out, the cadence has changed. But they should be used to both these quarterbacks by now. And then in the secondary, man, we got to get our communication straight. That is Sean Desai's. That's where he coached. He coached safeties. That is his expertise. He's got to get his secondary straightened out. You can't have those communication issues. And we got to stop having guys just running free there in the secondary. And if not, you have to simplify the scheme. You can't just keep telling me they have to execute. Eventually, you have to say, these guys can't do these things I'm calling. And we have to simplify the scheme at the end of games so guys are not running free down the field and, you know, we lose games at the last second.
Former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt.
The one thing that makes me a little nervous about this game, the only thing, and I like the Bears to win this game, is that first-year head coaches, and that's what you got up there at Detroit, Dan Campbell, the first-year head coach, the players at that point are really, they seem to have a little bit more juice and a little bit more fight and a little bit more energy because they're still working through the personalities and the systems and everything. So it's always a newness. You know, whatever he says for this game will be the first time basically probably that his players heard it. You know what I mean? So there's a newness. There's a new sense of energy. That's why I think Detroit's still playing hard. And they're going to play their tails off this week. I mean, this is, when they look at their schedule, there are not many games that they feel they can win. This is definitely one of them. So we're going to get their best effort. There's no question about that.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi.
Let's be real honest. On paper, they should win this. I mean, the Bears should win this. But, the Lions have played moments. I mean, just think about this. You guys are complaining about Matt Nagy, okay? Last week, Detroit is playing Cleveland. There's 3 minutes to go in the game. It's 3rd and 14. The Lions have the ball. They're trailing by 3 points. 3rd and 14 at their own 30. Dan Campbell calls a draw play. They get 4 yards. He punts and never sees the ball again. I mean, think about the decision-making going on in Detroit. I mean, this is a battle of two teams that make bad decisions in games. I mean, I never heard of that before. You're 13-10. You have 3rd and 14. You run a draw, and then you punt. Like, I can't explain it. So you're asking me to pick. This is a claiming race. Who's going to win a claiming race in the whole? I don't know.
Daily Wager host Joe Fortenbaugh.
This is the game that's tricky for me because we talk about backup quarterbacks, but Dalton has got a ton of experience. He should be able to move the ball. He made some big plays in the game last week, especially down the stretch. So it's sitting around 41.5. I'm waiting to find out with Jared Goff. I think that helps the Lions' offense as well. That game is more of a holding pattern for me, to be honest. I know a lot of guys out here that are already lining up on the under. It's not a play I love, so I'll kind of pass that along to you. But that's the one where I'm in a bit of a holding pattern because I think the Bears, of all the situations around the league when you lose a starter, Dalton is more than capable of moving the ball down the field against the Lions, in my opinion.
And the Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs.
They've got a lot of injuries that I think are going to likely force some key guys out of the game. I don't know how you keep the players focused this week. I've got Dan Campbell and the Knee Biters breaking through with their first win, 20-17, Detroit.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Can the Bears break their 5-game losing streak? Your reaction to Bears-Lions, Friday morning at a special time, 7 a.m.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Great stuff. Ray, thank you a ton for that and everything you do. I don't know what to say about this game tomorrow. David,
stuff,
you feel
Ray.
Fairly confident the Bears are going to win. I believe I held back. I believe
yep.
I reserved the right to pick it tomorrow.
I picked the Bears 24-16 because I think Andy Dalton will give them a serviceable professional offense. I think they will figure out a way to get by a bad Lions team. I don't know that I have a ton of confidence in it, but I think the Bears prevail 24-16 for whoever might be coaching them because I'm not convinced that Matt Nagy going to the sidelines and calling a game under these circumstances is such a smart idea given everything that transpired in the last 24 hours.
I hear what you're saying about that, but let me just ask you, do you believe that he will be relieved before that game?
No, I don't think they have the temerity to do that. I don't think they have the gumption to be that perceptive because that would require some foresight. And so far, we've seen no evidence they are capable of having foresight.
Yeah. I think it's a hard call that something like that could happen before the game is played tomorrow. I will be here tomorrow in the pregame. Patrick Manley, we're going to do the setup for the Bears game. I believe we will be on the air at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and we'll do the whole pregame right up to that point.
Before we get out of here for Dan, real quick question for a quick answer. The NFL last month approved a rules change. Teams can interview coaches in the final 2 weeks of the season, given that they have an opening, or a coach has been notified he's no longer going to be coaching next year. How much do you think that factored into this happening now and the wheels being set into motion this week?
Oh, I think it's exactly for that reason. I think that you know, oddly enough, the Bears want to get a head start on trying to figure out who will be their next coach. Apparently, that is more important to them than getting a head start on who's going to be their football man. But I think they definitely want to get a head start on hiring the coach. And, you know, normally that to me is not a bad idea. Normally, David, they're getting like the last guy left standing. And it seems like they're being more ambitious. So here's hoping that they actually get it right. But I think that's the reason you answered the question with the question. Yes, the very fact that now the rules have changed would indicate that the Bears are changing for the first time in 100 years.
And there are typically stealth ways to go about this, to get ahead of the game and to get out in front of this story. But we so far have not seen any examples of that being executed at Hallis Hall. We have just seen.
Did you just use the word stealth in Hallis Hall in the same sentence, those words?
Kind of as a matter of extremes. On one end, you have Hallis Hall. On the other end, you have every other organization that understands
stealth.
What stealth means. Okay.
I love it. There's your contrast and contradiction right there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to welcome Dan in. We'll get a chance to catch up with him. He had a wild day. This all came down while he was on the air. We'll talk to Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.